With that being said, I'm honored to take the heir to the throne's hand in marriage. I hope that our union will be a long and happy one. And I vow to love you to the best of my ability. I hope I will be a good wife to you, my love. All right. We should excuse ourselves, don't you think? Come on. Blessed say gods, I'm so glad that's over with. What? You can't tell me you really liked all that? All the fake smiles and nobles brown nosing. Trust me, once your people leave my country, we'll never have to do that again. This whole big show is just for them anyways. Well, I'm ready to retire, won't you? Get this stupid dress off. What are you doing? Sorry, no, I'm not interested in all of it. We'll be sleeping in separate chambers. Surely you were made aware of this. Why would we sleep together? So what if we're married? You know all this is just for show, right? Oh, you poor thing. No one filled you in. Look. My country is one of war. We have an amazing fleet of ships. That's how, well, that's the reason why the royal family of your country was wiped clean. We were the only one left that we suspected wouldn't, well, start a rebellion. So, to keep the peace, marrying you was an easy choice, but don't think it didn't come without my protest. Oh, you haven't met her yet. She's scary. Trust me. I will be queen after my mother, but I suspect I will never be able to match whatever fire burns deep within her. The only reason you're here is political leverage. I'm not actually going to be your dull-eyed, loyal wife. That was never going to happen. No. I will be out at sea, captaining my ships most days. Maybe, if you're lucky, you'll be my plaything. But I doubt that. You seem, well, boring. I don't like boring people. Well, I'm sorry. I don't care. You'd better learn real quick that this is the way things are going to be. You're simply a puppet, And you'd better be a good one, or you will be disposed of. Are we clear? You are to accompany me to dinners and events and such. If you do a good job, maybe I'll reward you with a child or two. I suppose I'll have to eventually. Although, how will I wear armor? I suppose I won't. I don't want to think about that. You ruining my perfect fighting. Anyways, would you like me to walk you to your chambers? Make a spectacle of it. Perhaps I'll even let you hold my hand. Oh, you seem to be in a sour mood now. I wasn't, I didn't know you didn't know. You seemed so nonchalant, I thought, hey, maybe they're fun. Maybe they don't care about all this just as much as I don't. I thought for a bit maybe we'd get along, but I suppose I was wrong. Silence. Well, if there's nothing else to be discussed. Pardon? You wish to know under which terms I would have been okay with you? So eager to please me. Adorable. Well, I hate people who take everything so seriously. If we can have a bit of fun, well, maybe we might get along after all. You're going to be assigned a small company of servants. Well, you are royalty. I want you to do a little something for me. You're going to ask for a glass of water later. You're going to take it and splash it right in the face of the servant that hands it to you. What? It's just a little cruel fun. Come on. You're going to lead this country with me. They'll do whatever you say. You don't want to test the limits of your newfound power. Not even a little. Well then, like I said, you're boring. No, it's harmless. It's not like I'm asking you to do it with acid or mud. It's water. Every citizen of this kingdom has been... Listen. I thought you wanted to please me. I thought you wanted to make this work. You'll learn one way or another that I can be very cruel to those I dislike. If you don't want it to be you, I suggest you'd get on my good side. Surely you're smart. Surely you want to play your cards right. Well then do what I say, without question, forever. No. Are you willing to retry? You can still earn my favor. We can start with something simple. We are going to walk back out there, down the hall, and I will show you to your new chambers. However, you will walk behind me. 10 feet behind me, to be precise. Trust me, it's significant. But if you really must know, it will be a clear sign of respect to your people out there who might see us. For the plotting and scheming, all the little rats from your kingdom out there, it will show them what you really are and who you really belong to. And it will please me greatly. That's what you want, isn't it? Good. Are you ready? Don't forget to open all the doors for me along the way. But surely, you know that. Come now, pet. Hello, Duchess Reyna. My new partner is just walking me to my bedchamber. Yes, good evening. Now that wasn't so hard, was it? Did you see their faces? All those High Lords who traveled all the way here just to see you. I can't wait to hear what rumors they spread of you. That you have no backbone. It's going to be so lovely. Perhaps you're not completely useless after all. You did go out of your way to embarrass yourself on my behalf. I'll give... I shouldn't just hand out the praise. You've yet to do the things that really matter. So, these are your chambers. I dare say they're bigger than mine. Bastards. Not that it matters, I suppose. I'm so often away at sea. How cute. They even gave us a little door to connect the rooms. As if we'll ever use it. Are these your belongings? It seems they've already brought them here for you. A lot less than I expected. Why is that? Oh, you actually thought I cared for a second. I don't. But go ahead. Tell me your sob story anyways. Oh, poor thing. Well, now you'll never want for anything. At the low, low price of doing whatever I tell you to and being my slave. Was that a smirk? Oh no, that won't do. I can't have you enjoying yourself now. That completely spoils all my fun. Why, of course, we can be friends. That's always on the table, but I really don't think you're cut out for it. Sure, you may have embarrassed yourself by walking down the hall behind me, but you scoffed at the idea of putting water on a servant. Probably more of a bath than they've had in, well. Look, you don't have what it takes to be my friend. And you definitely do not have what it takes to be my equal partner. The horribly evil and sadistic things I get up to in my free time. You wouldn't come back the same. There was a part of me that wished, hoped, they would send. Doesn't matter. I don't think you have what it takes. Plain and simple. Oh? I've underestimated you. And how exactly do you plan to prove that to me? Don't back down now. You have my attention. No. What is it you plan to say? You seemed oh so confident only seconds ago, and now you're at a loss for words. How does that work? Well, then it seems your only option is to tell me. What skills of yours could possibly be of any use to me? I have everything I want, and what I don't have, I take. My, aren't you the confident one? You would give yourself to me, You know, since you're just such a prize. Your confidence is inspiring, truly. Oh? You think you know what I want? I doubt that. Men never do. They see me with my big words and big attitude. Think they can tame it out of me. One look at you, and I can tell you don't have what it takes to do that, certainly. Then what? Don't tell me. Might you actually know? I don't want a partner. I want a pet. I don't need someone who's equal to me. I need someone who's worthless. Devoted, loyal. Obey everything I ask without a single question. Complete and utter devotion to me and my causes. So perhaps, my dear husband, if you could be a pathetic, useless man for me, then maybe you do know what I want. Prove it. I'm interested to see how you might do so. On your knees, I see. Off to a good start. Pathetic men are hard to come by these days. If you truly have what I want, then that would make you a rarity indeed. No brain head empty. You need me to think for you. 'Cause why would you ever need to think? No. You just need to be there and look pretty. Let me use you when I want to. That's all you're good for. Isn't that right? Good boy. Good job. No. What are you going to do to prove your devotion? Certainly. If you wish to take them off, you'll have to do so yourself, though. Here. So many laces on my boots. You'd better not damage them. Because then you'll get to look at them from a very peculiar angle while I'm using them to crush the bones in your face. They are my favorite boots, after all. No. Maybe you'll grow to like them as well. Oh, is that so? You wouldn't mind being stepped on. Mom's not surprised. You're far more pathetic than I had imagined when you were described to me. But you know you're place, don't you? You know you're only good for one thing. That's good, I like that. I like that I don't have to educate you. It makes things easier on me. As they should be. I'm already far too busy. There you go. What exactly is it you plan to do? Of course you'd be in defeat. Seems fittingly pathetic. No. Don't tell me that's what I think it is. Oh, it's that stirring underneath your belt. Surely you're not hard from just seeing them. All of my other assets, and yet taking off my shoes is what did it for you. Disgusting. You're actually fucking gross. And yet there's something so fascinating about how fucking pathetic you are. Go on. Continue. Prove your devotion for me. Oh my god. You're not actually gonna... Oh my god, you are. Of course. Thank you for asking for permission before you touch yourself. You can do whatever you need to. But if you come, I'll crush your fucking balls. Just so we're on the same page. You really are rather amusing. You know, I think if you beg in a way that I find suitable, I might give you the pleasure of helping you finish with them. You know exactly what I mean. Not pathetic enough. Come on. Really grovel for me. You're gonna be my good little pet until you die, right? All mine forever. Perfect husband. Submissive and obedient. Come on. I want to hear you say it all. Pledge your devotion to me. Make it very pathetic. And good boy. Lay down. Don't fucking touch me. I said it, lay down. I want you to touch me. I'll give you permission. Lay down. Why didn't you pull those down for me? Good boy. That's rather cute, actually. I like its shape. What? All men have a different shape for it, but yours. I particularly like. There's just something about it. Looks so... How's that? Is that good? Is that good? What did I say about touching me? Good. Not without my permission. Leave your hands at your side. I don't care how unbearable it is for you. What? You don't want to let your voice out? Embarrassed all the people outside who are here to see you. I know what you sound like. I don't care. Be as loud as you possibly can. That's a fucking order. There you go. Who's a good boy? I want you to be screaming my name by the end of this. Dripping so much pre-cum. You like it when I step on your cock? So disgusting. I can't believe you're actually getting off to this. You know, I think maybe I can actually get used to this. Come home after a long voyage. And you're just stood at my bedroom. Waiting for me, like a loyal little pup. I can see it now. Maybe we aren't such a bad match after all. What's that? Clues already. I'm barely even doing anything. Just rubbing my feet up and down. So adorable. Don't you want to come? Say please. Come on, I know you can do it. Use your words. I knew you had it in you. I knew you knew how to use your words. It's okay. You can come for me, baby. I promise. I want you to. Oh. Good boy. Yes, good boy. Fuck. You made such a mess. Look at that. Oh my goodness. How adorable. Clean yourself up. Here. You can use this. It's mine. And no, I don't want it back, but... you can hold on to it while I'm gone. Use it however you wish. When I come back, it had better be used. How else will I know that you were thinking of me? How else will I know how loyal you are, even when I'm not here? Come. You've earned a reward. I'll stay with you while you sleep. Don't go thinking that this will be a regular thing. I can't promise anything. But as long as you're good, you have nothing to worry about. Now come. Good boy.
Mm-hmm.